Grace and peace to you, my brothers and sisters. Again, welcome to When Heaven Speaks. I'm your host, Pastor Zach, and I'm so glad you're here. This is a space for real conversation, fresh revelation, and spirit-led inspiration. We believe God is speaking, and when heaven speaks, everything shifts. So take a breath, lean in, and let's hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying right now. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Abba Father, which art in heaven, we thank you for this moment. Thank you for your voice, the voice of heaven that still speaks into everyday lives. Let every word spoken today be full of grace, truth, and power. Anoint our thoughts, open up our ears, stir up our hearts to respond to your voice. May this time bring clarity to confusion, healing to pain, and direction to the searching. We submit this podcast to you. Let your kingdom come and your will be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We're in a series this week. We're dealing with anchored in uncertainty. We're living in times of uncertainty. What to do when everything else feels unstable and things are happening? God wants us to have direction and he wants to be the compass of our lives. Today's topic, when you don't know what to do. 2 Chronicles 20 and 12. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Once you think about this, have you ever hit a place in life where you're out of strategies? You pray, you plan, you position yourself, but still no answer. That's exactly where Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah found themselves in 2 Chronicles 20. They were surrounded by enemies, low on strength and short of time. Their responses wasn't to panic. Some of you feel that way today. You're surrounded by enemies. Maybe your enemies are bills. You're low on strength and resources and time is short. We don't know what to do, but they said our eyes are on you. It was to pivot their eyes upward. That's the kind of posture heaven responds to. That's the place where God fights battles for you. 3 points, and I want you to think about this. Number one, admit you don't know. You must first acknowledge, I just don't know, God. And it's okay to tell him that. There is power in surrendering. God doesn't respond to arrogance. He responds to acknowledgement. The Bible says, he resisted the prideful, but give grace to the humble. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, lean not on your own understanding. He will direct your paths. Saying, I don't know, isn't weakness. It's wisdom. It creates space for divine direction. So first thing you do is admit, I don't know. Here's number two. When you don't know, keep your eyes on him. Jehoshaphat in this text today didn't just admit his limits. He fixed his focus. The second half of 2025 demands disciplined focus. Turn your attention away from the war reports and the social media noise and the economic anxiety. Look up. Fix your eyes on God who never loses a battle. Hebrews 12:2, looking into Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now the scripture says, I will look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help don't come from the hills, but it comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. So again, admit you don't know. Then keep your eyes fixed on Christ. And finally, expect divine strategy. I feel today somebody is being released divine strategy. After the people looked to God, he sent a word through Jehaziel, the prophet. He says to him, the battle is not yours, but God's. When you stand still and surrender, God stands up in strength. His strategy may not make sense, but it will bring victory. God is looking to bring victory to somebody's life today. Make this declaration. When I don't know what to do, my eyes will stay on the one who does. I may not have the answers, but I have access to God who is leading me step by step. Let us pray. Lord, today we release the pressure of having to figure it all out. Figure everything out. You are not a God of confusion. You are a God of clarity. Direct our eyes, tune our hearts. Let your instructions silence our indecisiveness. And when we don't know what to do, remind us we still know who you are. We thank you, submit ourselves to you, and glorify your holy name in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. When you don't know what to do, you got three steps there. You do. Admit you don't know. Keep your eyes on Jesus and expect divine strategy. Look, I pray that even in uncertainty, your gaze is your weapon. Don't lose sight of the one who sees the end from the beginning. Don't lose your sight on the author and finisher of our faith. This is when heaven speaks with Pastor Zach, and your next step is being revealed. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you.